Members of the Police Auditing Group, OIR, introduced themselves to the Las Cruces City Council during a recent work session. The council approved a contract with the auditing company, which will report findings on a semi-annual basis in February. Councilor Gabe Vasquez says he hopes that OIR will identify complaint trends and develop a clear narrative so that action steps can be taken when necessary.
In our previous relationship with our police auditor, the presentations to council, I would say, left a little bit to be desired in terms of identifying the trends of just the types of complaints and whether they were substantiated or unsubstantiated.
OIR's Michael Giannacco says he hopes the new contract brings increased transparency for both city staff and the general public.
We hope to have a more robust feedback loop to you all to identify trends and also to tell the story about what it is that we're seeing. You know, what kind, I think we can tell the story without violating any confidentiality, as long as we don't name the officers and just give you a better understanding of what it is that is being alleged by your community, what it is that's getting into the system.
An independent police auditor has not held a contract with the city since 2019. Councilor Cassandra Gondra encouraged OIR to review complaints made during the gap between contracts.
I'd like to advocate for that gap year and a half, maybe 2 years, that, you know, some reports be sent to you, if not all, to really get an idea of, you know, where we're at. I would say that you could, you know, hit the ground running by reviewing those past cases.
The council also received an update from the city art board that highlighted some of the ongoing projects. One such project includes rotating temporary art installations on transit bus shelters, something Councilor Gabe Vasquez supports.
I'm especially excited about things like the rotating artwork on the bus stops that could tell a QR code story. I think that's the kind of innovation in public art that I like to see, right? Because it goes beyond something at a bus stop to an actual storytelling feature that someone can pull up on their phone. And I think that really just enriches what this like two-dimensional art can actually do.
Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvi asked that District 2 be considered for future projects, noting that the district has had few opportunities.
There is not a ton of opportunities listed here in District 2. And so this is more for my fellow counselors. We had this issue coming up with parks as well. There haven't been any new items for District 2. It seems like this with the public art. And I just want to make an ask for consideration for that equity, especially since our district is one of our aging infrastructure areas.
Art board member Saul Ramirez says that continuing to cultivate relationships with local artists should be a priority for the city, and that communicating how to get involved is vital.
As the city moves along and does its things and makes its choices for art, artists aren't fully aware and aren't fully plugged into those processes. And so it is often very specific people who get the chance to apply. Usually artists who already have training in that kind of grant writing and that sort of application thing, which is actually is a skill that not every artist is going to have. And I don't think every artist should have it to have that chance.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.